Hello and welcome to Desi Muscles Talk with Nidhi Mohan Kamal, that is me. In this series, we'll be covering everything about diet, exercise, fancy fad, diet trends, workouts, and most importantly, lifestyle. So stay tuned.
So the current situation is almost 50%, if I'm 50% actually would be a lower number, almost 50 to 60% of all women these days suffer with one problem, and that is polycystic ovarian syndrome or disease as you know it, commonly known as PCOS or PCOD. Every second person I talk to has this problem. So let's discuss what we can do to fix it. Before we even begin this discussion, let's first talk about what exactly this disease is. Let's first understand what ovaries are. Ovaries are a gland which is on the either side of the uterus, and the function of this gland is to release the egg once a month. But when you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, over these glands there is usually a development of about 10 to 12 follicles, and this is the reason why these follicles are called cysts, and this is the reason why you call this polycystic ovarian syndrome. What exactly happens when you have that? The common symptoms of PCOS or PCOD is, of course, irregular periods. People might have a problem conceiving, so pregnancy doesn't happen very often. You have acne, weight gain is a problem. And sometimes with that, there is thinning of the hair on the scalp. So now let's come to how you can diagnose this problem. Typically, you should not Google it or try to self-diagnose it. Go to a gynecologist and they'll either give you two options. One would be they will ask you to get your blood profile in terms of your hormones done, which might include hormones like prolactin and testosterone and, you know, other hormones. And besides that, they might ask you to go in for an ultrasound. But you should always seek a doctor's advice when you're getting the diagnosis done. Next is what exactly happens when you have PCOS. Of course, diet and exercise is a conventional way of losing weight. And the moment you have it, the doctor will tell you that you need to go on a diet and exercise program. The results for a PCOS patient would be much slower. So nearly 50% of all people who go on a weight loss program with PCOS give up in the middle because they don't see a lot of change happening in their weight. Even if there is a change in appearance or inches, weight is something that is not very easy to lose for them. And consistency is key. So if you have PCOS and you're trying to do a weight loss and a diet and exercise, if that program even is working for you, you'll have to give it much longer than an average person. So what can be done when you have PCOS? The first thing is medication, and for most people they think this is going to be the only solution. When you have PCOS, there could be two types of medication somebody could put you on. Since this disease is a lot linked with insulin, typically you are put on medication which is similar to a type 2 diabetes, which could be drugs like metformin and something that controls your insulin levels. This, I won't say this doesn't help, but this does only half the job. The other times you could see patients being put on hormones, which could range from contraceptive pills to an array of hormones depending on their profile to begin with. Now, I'm not denying the fact that these are medications which are required, but if you are only going to rely on medication to solve your PCOS, that's not going to happen. And I'm going to repeat it, medication is not the cure. It's going to maybe improve your symptoms a little bit. It's not going to cure your disease from the root of it. And the reason is, this is a disorder which is linked to your lifestyle. Unless you make changes in your lifestyle, you're going to only work on half the problem and you're not going to have a solution to it. So next thing, which is very important and which is a very, very important role in PCOS, and I would say it's 85% of the problem, and that is diet. Now with PCOS, as we said earlier, with PCOS, PCOS is linked to a lot to insulin management. That means you need to be on a diet which doesn't give you any insulin spikes, So processed foods and sugar is completely no-no. Refined flour and all fast food and junk food is a complete no if you have PCOS. Carbohydrates as such are not bad for you, but you need to pick up good choices in terms of carbohydrates. Whole grains are your best friends. The less processed a product is, the better it's going to be for you. Fresh fruits, vegetables, grains, whole grains, pulses, legumes, nuts, they are all going to be good for you. These are something you should have as much as possible. And you'll definitely see there's going to be a change in how your disease management happens. Given the amount of hormones and pesticides that is injected into animal-sourced products, it's best to avoid meats and meat-based products, not because they're not good for you, because you can wash a pesticide off your vegetable, but you can't wash pesticide off the meat that's put in front of you and that's cooked. So yeah, you should reduce your animal-based products to as minimum as possible. Dairy is another factor. Since these days, you know, a lot of oxytocin and other hormones are injected to the cattle to produce more milk, dairy also can be a reason why you have PCOS. So again, dairy can be avoided. If it can be avoided 100%, that's good for you. And you can substitute the same with nut milks and plant-based milks. Yeah, these are easily doable changes that you can make to your diet. The next thing that's going to be very important for you is going to be exercise. Now, it is important what kind of exercise you do, but in this case, it's going to be important how frequently you do it. If you have PCOS, the more regular you are with your workout, the better it is for you. Your ideal aim should be to go for at least 5 to 6 days of exercise or training, which is, you know, at least 30 minutes of training 5 to 6 times a week, and that's like a benchmark you should try to aim at. Keep, if you cannot do anything, you don't go to the gym, you don't do anything else, give yourself that time to have like a dedicated walk. That's like the bare minimum. As I always say, that only cardio is not going to be good for you. Resistance training is a faster way to change your body composition. So if weight training can happen, good for you. If you're not a weight training person, don't just do cardio, dance and Zumba and all that. Try to add like body weight resistance training, maybe a little harder forms of yoga, maybe Pilates. That is gonna be good for you. So basically what happens with resistance training and training over a period of time is that your body changes at a cellular level, where you know, your muscle mass starts to increase, your bone density starts to increase. Now these are the positive changes you're looking at, but understand these changes will not happen in days or even months. It might take you years to do that, but once you do get these changes done, this is going to be managing the disease at its root cause. So yeah, be very, very patient and consistent and very regular with your workout. Next, let's talk about lifestyle. Stress management, of course, is known to be one of the reasons why you have PCOS in the first place. So you need to figure out ways to manage your stress. If day in, day out situations are stressing you out, you need to figure out how to manage it. If there's something that you really love doing, include that as a part of your daily routine or as a part of at least your weekly routine, so that keeps, you know, it keeps your mood elevated. Obviously, pets, family members, friends, positive people around you is something you should have more of and cherish, so that your stress is managed a little better. Sleep is another very important factor to be considered. Number of hours of sleep is important, but also important is the quality of sleep you have. So if you're not sleeping very well, try meditation, try apps that help you sleep better, and essential oils, anything that helps you sleep better is going to be a good option for you. Another thing which I personally feel that a lot of nocturnal millennials don't do is waking up and sleeping with the sun. We all have this habit of kind of being late till very till actually the wee hours in the morning, and then sleeping through 12 o'clock at noon, which is not going to be good for your body's natural cycle. So if we can wake up with sunrise and sleep a little earlier than usual, it might seem like a very odd way to manage your disease, but trust me, that's going to really work well. Mm-hmm. Lastly, if you're going to ask me how long will it take for you to actually completely cure this disease, and how long do you have to maintain this good lifestyle to fix the problem, the answer to that is forever. If you're not looking to make a change for the long haul, then you will not see the change in the long haul. Even if you do reverse your disease initially by, you know, going for a good lifestyle, once you go back to your ways where your lifestyle is not good, trust me, the disease is going to come back. So the only way you can fix your PCOS is by having a very disciplined, consistent lifestyle, not just diet and exercise, but everything else that you do. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and for more content you can log on to any of our social media handles. They would be with my name, that's Nithi Mohan Kamal. You can write to me, ask me any questions you have, and do subscribe to this podcast. I shall see you next time.